This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Across from me, former Cleveland Indians pitcher, starter, reliever extraordinaire, it's Jason Stanford. What's up, buddy?
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Nick.
I like the idea that this is like, it's speed dating with like a blind date, because you and I met each other, I believe, 2 hours ago, and it was like, all right, I'm a Libra, I'm fat, I talk too much, I got a lot of kids, they're also loud. What about you? I like that that's where we are.
Well, I think we're going to combine very well. I like to talk a lot. I'm not a Libra, though. I'm an Aquarius.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither, right?
I've only done the surface level. Like, I do love when people are like, well, I'm a Sagittarius. And I'm like, well, I still don't know what the hell that means. Like, oh, you better stay away from those cancers. I'll tell you that. Okay. I don't know what that means.
So what I know, an Aquarius gets along with everybody. So we're going to be just fine this fine day. But I have three kids. They love me to death on days that don't end in Y, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, well, listen, if only we had things to talk about with the Cleveland Browns. We are going to get to some Guardians here in about 40 minutes here. But the big news today was a report about Myles Garrett, who we know, at first it was a foot, then it was feet. Now it's more than feet or a foot. Now, apparently Jordan Schultz saying that, that Myles Garrett is playing through three injuries. A foot, a thigh, and okay, the thigh is a funny injury because I've got a bruised thigh before. It's no joke, but it's just kind of a funny thing to see on the report. And then the thing that's not funny at all, which is the Achilles there, Jason.
Very, very scary. Anytime that you see an Achilles, especially with a player of his caliber, and the team, you know, kind of spiraling down, this is going to be a tough one.
So what's crazy about it is, you know, last year, I think everybody thought, like, okay, injuries aren't going to bug us. We're past injuries. Because, at one point, they had, like, half the payroll on IR. And so you thought, oh, well, cool. We can sustain anything. But this year, Nick Chubb is on the POP list. We won't see him until at least week 5. Obviously, Deshaun's coming off the shoulder. You've got tackle issues where DeJuan had to play hurt last week because you didn't have any active offensive lineman to take his spot. That's how banged up you were. Oh, by the way, Jed Wills came into the game for the first time and then went out of the game. Wyatt Teller's on the IR. Like, last year, yes, you did have, obviously Nick Chubb's injury, and you had other significant injuries, but what's crazy about this is it is your core that is getting taken down. I mean, even Denzel, who's playing, had the fifth concussion in camp. Like, at some point, You combine that with just bad football, and it's a lot to kind of try and, you know, get brown and orange-colored glasses on.
Yeah, I think the worst part about it, normally you would say next man up, but right now you're trying to find the next man up, and they're not even there. So anytime you're looking at offensive talent of Deshaun Watson not being up to par what he's supposed to be, you know, and everybody's hoping that he comes back to be the Deshaun Watson of the past. Not probably going to happen anytime soon. You lose Nick Chubb last season. Now all of a sudden he's still on the PUP. And now Myles Garrett. Man, this one right now, for me, hurts even more than anybody else because you have a gentleman that is a very talented athlete that has an Achilles issue that's serious.
Well, and you said the word. It's Achilles. Like, if you look at, like, for instance, Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco, like, he's going to Germany to see about treatment for his Achilles. Because I think we learned this, and especially the first time I remember, like, guys playing with a calf injury, in quotations, blows out his Achilles. It was the year that Golden State lost Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals. And KD's still a really good player. He's not the guy he was before. You can't be. You can only get so much better after an Achilles injury. So this is one of those ones where you start to come to the conversation here. All right, like, you need Miles to win every week. But is a two-week rest, is that better? If you think he can get healthy in that time, is that better than maybe him missing the full season if this thing does end up impacting his Achilles?
I think that's going to be the biggest question, right? When you're looking at a player of his caliber and saying, would you rather him miss 1 or 2 weeks, get completely healthy, and then run through the rest of the season? Or do you lose a guy that probably won't be the same? If he blows his Achilles out, we've seen guys that have the strength and power to drive off that foot. Well, once the moment you lose that Achilles, you're not ever going to be the same player ever again, and that's the scary situation.
Well, and it feels like, I don't know, I mean, it does feel like everything's just emanating from those feet issues. Like, it feels like the Achilles and the thigh, and I think Miles has talked about a little bit, like, well, when you're trying to take the pressure off that foot, because every time you step on it hurts, so you're favoring it, all of a sudden you're putting pressure on other parts of your legs, and that's where this gets scary, because again, this is how it's kind of siloed itself now. You never know if, all right, maybe it's tendonitis now. Could it lead to a ruptured Achilles? Could it, and here's the thing. That's probably the worst case scenario. Could it lead to a knee injury? And I don't think there's a right answer, by the way.
No, there isn't a right answer. I guess the luxury that the Browns have right now, clean MRI. So at least we know that there's no structural damage anywhere to that fact right now. But you have to make sure that on the defensive side, you have healthy Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's funny. The clean MRI actually scared me more. Because there are times where it's like, all right, so it's not showing up on an MRI. So then what is it? Is it like a congenital thing? Is it, you know, what exactly is this thing? Because at least with a, oh, well, it's a tendon or, a you know, it's a pull or it's a strain or something, at least that's easy. The Browns seem, I don't know, the Browns do seem to like specialize in injuries that are like mythical or like hidden injuries. Like last year it was like, well, Deshaun's got a shoulder. Okay, what's specifically in the shoulder? We don't know. It could be a lot of things. And then they finally found the glenoid. Nobody knew what the hell a glenoid was in an NFL quarterback before Deshaun Watson. That's like, so like with the Deshaun thing, you're right about the MRI. But it's almost like the clarity with an MRI coming back dirty is actually, in some way, it's better because at least you have a cleaner path. There's like standard, all right, 2 weeks of rest or 4 weeks of this, or this is the post-game treatment. With this, it just seems to be not something he's been dealing with since he was a kid, and you're either going to play through it and, you know, try and tough it, or it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to either rest it or shut it down.
Well, and that's the flip of the coin right there, too. If you, as a player, want to get out there and continue to play because of where the Browns stand right now, then get out there and play. But you also want to make sure that you're playing your best football late in the season.
I'm just going to say rest him. And again, I'm saying that I'm not a doctor. I'm a Libra, but I'm not a doctor. If there's any way in which 2 to 3 weeks off, and I understand the time thing, guys, I'll take 3 weeks off if it means I can get him ready for the final 11 games of the season. I just will. And I know that's such a crappy bargain to make. This is where, to me, it's on Kevin. If this guy, because Miles is going to choose, the players, you know this, man, the player's always going to choose to play. But
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
As we saw with Baker, as we saw with Deshaun last year, at some point, somebody's got to be the big boy in the room and go, I don't think you should play because you're not being as effective and you're putting yourself in bigger danger here. I hope that Kevin has maybe learned his lesson from some of the other, what I felt like were times where he should have stepped in. But man, I got to tell you, that's probably my biggest concern in this. Because I just, as the guy that's like, none of these next three games are worth losing Miles for the season.
No, and that's so true. And they're all winnable games. So that's the luxury for the Browns too. Maybe somebody will step up on that defensive side though and give Miles a chance to heal.
Yeah, I really like that. So it's really tough. You cannot convince me that taking Miles off the field at any point makes you a better team.
No.
But I do think, and I saw this, and I'm going to cross my sports analogies here. There are some times where guys are so singularly great, like I think of like LeBron, where if you look at some of those Cavs teams, even when they had Kyrie and Kevin Love, there was a lot of, okay, you go do you. And it's like, but that's not how you win. You know what I mean? Like, yes, he can take over games and he can single-handedly do it. But there is a part of this with Miles that it's like, I do think that there are a lot of guys sometimes that's like, don't worry, Miles has got us. And that doesn't mean guys aren't playing hard. I don't want to say it like that. But I do think like when you have a singularly great player, especially in this kind of system, it can almost be like, well, I'm like the fifth banana here. Of course, I'm not going to, step up. So you never know who's going to step up if somebody is out, which is kind of the long-winded way of what I'm trying to say.
When you have a generational player like Myles Garrett, it masks and covers up the rest of the defense. And the defense has been great, right? We all agree that the defense has been great over the years, and that's kind of what has allowed the Browns to be who they are from time to time. But now when you don't have Myles Garrett on the field, he's on the sideline. Yes, he can help direct, but it's not the same. You put that uniform back on, you get Myles Garrett out there as quickly as possible, but you also have to make sure that he's at 100%. If you want to go deeper or have any chance of anything this year in making the playoffs, right? I know it's early, but making the playoffs or even having that verbiage out there, you've got to make sure Myles is on the field.
So with that, again, we're not doctors. We've established this. Do you think it's a foregone conclusion that at some point here that we're going to have to rest Miles?
Oh, 100%. And I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express. So I am not yet, right? I like to do stuff differently. But if you're going to have a chance on that defensive side, you have to rest Myles Garrett. That is, I think, for me, the number one choice.
So it does, again, everything with this is there's an asterisk involved because the Browns, I do think they've learned their lesson from their previous boo-boos with disclosing injuries. So now they're just super, I'm not going to say anything. If there was any other word but Achilles in this, I probably wouldn't be as pro, why are you letting this guy play, as I feel like I am right now.
Right. Well, originally, right, we look at it, okay, a foot issue. Okay, well, you can handle that. You can deal with that. Oh, by the way, now he's got a thigh issue. Well, okay, maybe rub some Icy Hot on that and get out there and play. But again, like you said, Nick, the Achilles side of it, he's an explosive player off the edge. You have to be able to push off your foot, your heel, your Achilles. You look at how good Christian McCaffrey was and is, they're taking the right route to allow him to heal as good as a player as he is. Myles Garrett is in that same boat.
And I think I think it's interesting. And again, they're not the same injury, so I should make sure to point that out. But I think it'll be a real test because I'll tell you, if this progresses and it gets worse for Miles, it's not even just about this year. It is about the next 5 to 7 years of his career, at which we hope we can have this guy to this level as long as we can.